at the Irish Sun today. You're going to read this first paragraph. An Irishman's fantasy comic book has kapowed the industry. Quality punnage, landing him a dream job with the iconic home of Batman. Illustrator Stephen Mooney from Bayside, County Dublin, has worked on titles such as Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Teen Wolf, The A-Team and Star Trek before finally taking the plunge and penning and drawing his own comic creation. By all accounts, it's going very well. Hello, Stephen Mooney.
Hey, how are you, man? What's the story?
Very well, man. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Yeah, it's going well today so far.
Yeah,
I didn't realise that the article was out, so I'm getting all these congratulatory emails and phone calls, which is nice, yeah.
So, quote, you've landed a dream job at the iconic home of Batman.
Yeah, yeah, well, my dream anyway. I don't know if it's everybody's dream, but yeah, it's a dream.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
I am drawing, I don't know if you know Dick Grayson. I don't know if you're a Batman fan at all when you were a kid. Dick Grayson was Batman's sidekick. He was Robin, Batman and Robin.
Yeah, so yeah.
Dick Grayson has grown up now and he has his own book just called Grayson. And he's his own, he's one of the main characters of DC alongside the likes of, you know, Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. So he has his own book that stars all the other Batman characters as well, like Batman's in there and Batgirl and Alfred the Butler, you know, et cetera, et cetera. So it's just a great playground to be involved in. I'm still kind of pinching myself because I did grow up literally dreaming of doing the job. So, you know, it's incredibly satisfying.
And this opportunity has come off the back of you animating your own comic, which obviously has caught the attention of some pretty powerful people.
Yeah, well, just to separate, animation would be the moving image as opposed to the still image. So, I did write and draw this book, Half Past Danger. I kind of got a bit frustrated with the, well, maybe frustrated is the wrong word, a bit. My ambition, I guess, exceeded my reach at that point. I wanted to start writing my own adventures as well as drawing them, which I had been doing for the last 10 years for various American publishers. And I just took a chance, really. I took a year off and decided maybe I'd give this a go and invested a bit more of my own interest and personality, you know, all that pulpy kind of adventure serial stuff like Indiana Jones and Rocketeer, that kind of thing, which was always my favourite genre growing up. And yeah, it took a chance and seems to have worked out. So far, so good anyway.
And I'm looking at, there's a picture in the paper here of the cover of Half Past Danger, which is yours. And
yeah.
There's a very glamorous looking lady smoking one of those very posh looking cigarettes. There's a man with a machine gun. There's a ninja. There's a burning swastika. It looks like it's all action. What's the premise of that one?
Well, you've just kind of put it in a nutshell there. That's pretty much the DVD blurb, yeah. It's all the things, like, it's all the tropes and stuff that I just grew up loving as a young boy, I suppose, 11 or 12, 13. You know, the stuff that really got my juices flowing, Tommy guns and Nazis and all that good stuff. And, you know, Nazis obviously are still the ultimate bad guy and they do it better than anybody else. So I figured I'd go back to what I knew if I was going to tell a story. Something that I knew I had a good fist at, something that I could really tell well. And the glamorous MI6 agent, she's kind of a cross between James Bond and Catwoman and the ninja from the, you know, the mysterious East and all that stuff. It's just kind of squashed together into a ball of adventure. But yeah, it reads better than it sounds.
It looks amazing. It looks like an absolute riot. Now, one of the things I always think is fascinating about people like yourself who kind of do these not common career paths is how do your parents feel about when you're sitting around as a kid into a teenager, into an adult, and that progression is happening, going, yeah, I still want to draw, I still want to draw. And they're going, well, actually, I bet you get off your ass and get a real job.
Well, you see, that's the crux of it, isn't it? And my parents were actually really facilitated my career because we converted the attic. So it's a standard enough semi-detached three or four bed house in Bayside, in the north side of Dublin. And myself and my brothers were quite creative as well. So they converted our attic into a little loft space that we could just head up and, I suppose, hone our craft, if you want to go that direction with it. And so they really, really facilitated it. There was no stage. Now, I had a part-time job from when I was about 14 or 15, which I worked in a chipper for however X amount of years, like, you know, like everybody else did, which I used to buy my comic books every year in town. So I was working. It wasn't a case of me just, locking myself in a room and closing the curtains. I was actually pretty outgoing as a teenager, so I suppose I don't really fit that stereotypical mold of the
of being
kind.
A sad losery nerd sitting
well,
alone
no,
in your room.
That far. I mean, my brother certainly fits that mold if you listen. I didn't go that avenue. But my parents, I have to say, I think, to be honest with you, that can make or break us. There's loads of young people, fellas and girls, that if they were given the chance, you know, they would love to do a job like this, the animation, like you're saying, or the cartooning, or whatever it is. And Ireland is becoming synonymous with that kind of stuff around the world now. We've got really, really quality people in all sorts of positions. So I think parents are integral at that kind of age, like you say, young teens, whether they have a belief in maybe if you show an interest and a discipline and a desire that there's really something you can make a real go at. If they go, okay, well, listen, we'll give you a few years and you show us what you can do and maybe get a few critiques off professionals and send your work around. I mean, with the internet now, it's hugely different. It's a real game changer. Sending your stuff to the States or to Asia or to Europe or whatever, it's a 2-minute process. Whereas you used to have to FedEx your sample work to America and wait a few weeks for it to come back, and yeah, if they got back to you at all. So that's really where the sea change has been. But yeah, the parents are huge.
It's a big leap of faith, isn't it, I suppose, because that's the thing, yeah. Isn't it? The parents mightn't be quantified or qualified to say whether or not you're any good. They can say, well, you can draw,
exactly,
but
usually
a professional animator, who knows, or a professional comic book drawer. Yeah. So when will we see the release of this new gig you have, the Robin spin-off?
Well, the first issue, Grayson, that I'm working on, I'm doing a few issues for them. The first one is actually out this Wednesday. It's good timing, so it'll be in all comic shops around the world on Wednesday. It's Grayson issue 3. If people are looking to meet some Irish comic book artists, young people, there is a big festival on in September coming up in a few weeks in Dundrum in Dublin called DICE, Dublin International Comic Book Expo, which actually attracts the Marvel Talent Scout from America, the DC Talent Scout from America. All the biggest editors come over for this show, and not a lot of people are aware of that we have a huge... that's how all the Irish guys and girls that I know have got their jobs. So people should really try and make these kind of shows. If they have any interest in showing their portfolio, it is nerve-wracking to put your work in front of people. Everybody knows that. And there is a chance of rejection, etc. But you have to stick with that. So that's on the 27th and 28th of September if people are interested in showing their stuff. But my first book is out on Wednesday everywhere. So if people want to pick it up, you know, feel free.
Oh, absolutely. Listen, it's a great story because there's so much negativity floating around. It's nice to do something good and positive. So, Stephen Mooney, what's your official title? Like, if you had a slick card to hand out, what does it say? Comic book dude?
It says comic book illustrator, but you know, I don't actually know what my official title is. Designer, illustrator, cartoonist. It's still in that nebula kind of, there's that little grey area in comics as to what exactly they are or who they're for, but it's changing now, you know, it's becoming a bit more respected. And people realise that it's actually a job and not just some pie-in-the-sky thing. But people do draw these things.
Yeah, yeah.
And someone is sitting behind a desk for 12 hours a day with a pen to paper, you know. So it's slowly but surely, in Ireland especially, is gaining a little traction, you know, which is great.
Well, listen, congratulations again. Stephen Mooney, professional comic book dude. It's been a pleasure.
I'm going to stick that on my next business card.
Yeah, do.
All right, man. Thanks for that.
Cheers, man. Take it easy. Very best of luck. That's Stephen there. Mighty